Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. As many of you know, our Sunday readings follow a three-year cycle established by the Church, which enables us to hear so much of sacred scripture. Almost the whole Bible, both Old Testament and New Testament, over a three-year period. That cycle also creates great unity in the Church. The readings proclaimed here today are proclaimed throughout the world, in various languages, in all countries, in all churches that are Catholic. And these readings this weekend, here in this country, are quite ironic, quite providential. Ironic because we see this scene of great division in the gospel and in our own day. Providential because just 2 weeks away from an election where the politics are high, Jesus meets high politics in this scene. Here in Matthew, we are presented with the politics of Jesus' day, and they are brought to him. Not a bad place to be for the politics of our own day. Today, we meet the two leading groups, the Herodians and the Pharisees. And the only thing that these two groups hated more than each other was the person of Jesus. We find them aligning themselves together, and as Matthew tells us, plotting to entrap the Lord Jesus. They would try to do so with a question about taxes. Would that that was the only question on our ballot this election. In Jesus' day, the politics were tense. Jesus lived in an occupied area of the world. The Romans occupied Israel. The Herodians were those Jews that were favorable to Rome. They paid their taxes. They made friends with the emperor. The Pharisees, well, they did not like Rome. And with their strict religiosity and morality, they were not friends of Herod. But the two of them approach Jesus together, and they ask for his opinion. And what they receive back is more than an opinion and this beautiful yet simple truth. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's. Give to God what is God's. That answer that Jesus provided raises another question. What is of God? What is of Caesar? It reminds me of the scribe who came to Jesus and asked, "Who is my neighbor?" And Jesus told the Good Samaritan parable, which reminded them the neighbor is a lot more than the guy next door. And Jesus' answer here today, giving to Caesar what is Caesar's and what to God what is God, is a reminder that yes, there is distinct authority in which we live under. But there is something greater called forth from us. For Jesus and his disciples being Christian is more than politics. It's more than this world. It's more than the party of the day. There is a kingdom of God of which they are a part, and a kingdom which they are to advance. St. Paul knew this. He was not only a Jew and a citizen of Rome, but he described himself to be a citizen of heaven. He knew that Christian faith was more than believing. It was about being. It was who he was. Belonging to God, a member of his church. And as such, Paul was that witness to the whole world, even to Rome, which ended up persecuting and killing him. Thomas More was the same, the king's good servant, and he was, but God's first. And Thomas More was certainly that. What about us? The questions of politics and social issues of our day, the questions before us this election, like the choices we make every day, are more than our opinion, and they demand more than our opinion. They have much to do with God, because everything in this life is related to Him. What we do with our neighbor, what and how we choose, who we are as His people, all is related to Almighty God. And to those who believe in Him, it raises a question. What kind of God do we believe in? What kind of God do we serve? For the Christian, the answer could not be more clear. We profess and serve the living and the good God, who is more than Sunday worship, who is more than our private and personal friend. He's more than the guy upstairs looking down, and certainly more than the cop checking us for right or wrong. My friends, we profess and serve the person of Jesus, whose call is upon us, whose love and invitation has marked us in baptism. We are part of His body. We are His. His love feeds us and nourishes and strengthens us. He gives us His body and blood. And His mercy, it heals and corrects us, aligns us more perfectly in love to Him and one another. You see, being His, we are people on a mission into this world, living His way, a certain way, instruments of healing and grace. What is of God is of us. And what is not of God, we bring God. Instruments of His peace. When asked His opinion of taxes, Jesus gave not His opinion, but the truth, giving to God what is God, giving to Caesar's what is Caesar's. And over the next 2 weeks, while there are many opinions, we are going to be asked a choice. We are going to be asked our decision. And what's on the ballot is a lot more than taxes. Questions of religious freedom, of life, of marriage, of family, of who we are to one another as neighbor. And my friends, it is our duty to know what each of the candidates say, what each of the candidates espouse and proclaim, and then to do what we are able, to do our best, to align our choice to Almighty God. I encourage you to read the bulletin this weekend. The issues are very clear, and the statements just as clear. Form your conscience. Read the article by Bishop Robert Barron in today's bulletin. Place these things before the Lord. And in making your choice, do not be satisfied with opinion, but rather follow the way of truth, the path of His kingdom, which is now here, and where we hope to be. May God be with you.